A massive earthquake in Japan late Thursday created a tsunami which set off warnings along portions of the Alaska coastline and earlier this morning pushed rising water through the Aleutian Chain. The surge first passed through portions of the chain between Attu and Nikolsky, which were subsequently downgraded to a tsunami advisory. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Report showed water rising about 5 feet early this morning in Shimya. The levels in Adak and Dutch Harbor were about 18 inches. The remainder of Alaska's coast through south central and southeast were issued a tsunami watch. Emergency management specialist David Lee at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson says there are no reports of damage and no significant damage is expected on the coast of Alaska, although that could still depend on the surge in different areas. A statement from the Kenai Burrell Peninsula said evacuation from low-lying areas was not required, but advised people to stay out of harbors and off beaches because of possible strong currents. Besides Alaska, a warning was issued for the Washington, Oregon, and California coasts. The initial waves which struck Hawaii about 5 a.m. were described as moderate, in one location pushing water over the breakwater but not into the hotels lining the beach. At a magnitude of 8.9, Thursday's earthquake is the largest in Japan's recorded history. Its center was off the northern coast by the city of Honshu, and official reports say it caused major damage in broad areas of northern Japan. Some international flights to Tokyo are being diverted to Anchorage, including three jets last night. The passengers were taken to Anchorage hotels.